This night is about stories. It's about your stories, like Kevin said. We usually have a Nerdlogs member kick things off, but we do not have any Nerdlogs members speaking tonight because you guys had such an interest in talking, which is awesome. We don't need to talk anymore. So, coming up first, the veteran storyteller of this crew as far as your stories is concerned, Charlie Madsen.
Charlie Madsen!
Thank you. Happy Sunday.
He is risen. So, there are 458 movies in my Netflix DVD queue and 127 in my instant streaming list. If each of these items on average are just over 2 hours, that would be almost 1,300 hours of content. If Hollywood made no more movies and I sought to watch everything in my queue, it would take me 54 straight days of nonstop watching to finish all of these things on my essentially bucket list. So that would be a lot of screen time, and of course these movies are all in my queue because I want to watch them, and I will never watch all of them. It's really sad, or even half of them, to be honest, and this is really stressful to me because they're all out there. And I can't have them. See, we live in a world of constantly available content today. I mean, whether it's Hulu, Amazon Prime, YouTube, the WWE Network, as I love, there's always something that can be watched. Now, when I grew up in Kodiak, Alaska, we had one channel, and it was called RatNet, short for Rural Alaskan Television Network. And it broadcast a hodgepodge of programming from rural areas throughout the state. So Monday was CBS, Tuesday was NBC, Wednesday was ABC, Seinfeld was on every night at 10:30 right before a midnight movie that was shown by this old creepy dude in like an AV lab somewhere in Bethel. So that was what we got. And you'd think growing up in the wilderness, one would want to spend more time outside doing something. But some of us are born to love movies. And also you can get eaten by a bear. So no, I would rather watch Die Hard with a Vengeance for the 40th time. Thank you, though. So you can imagine my delight today when almost every movie and television show ever is available at the touch of a button on any device that has a headphone jack. I used to spend $20 each on VHS episodes for 20-minute episodes of the X-Men Fox Kids TV show. And now for like $7 a month, I can just watch all of them in one day. It's fine. That was my allowance. So I view this inhalation of content like a journey. Like, if I watch every episode of Frasier, I might be able to unlock this hidden truth about, like, id and ego. If I read For Whom the Bell Tolls, for example, maybe I'll understand the power of a righteous death. If I listen to NPR every morning, I might understand the nuances of Illinois' corrupt government. It's all there, but who has time for all of this content? As soon as you check one accomplishment off the list, and more content is being hurled at you every second of every day. I also need to listen to all of the WTF podcasts I'm subscribed to, read the hundreds of snarky tweets written every day by comedians on the toilet, and I also have to watch those Upworthy videos that people seem to keep showing that are going to blow my mind and change the way I view the world. And, I mean, you know, TMI, am I right? There's just too much stuff out there. And I just want to take it all in at once, you know, just put a little USB port in the back of my brain like Johnny Mnemonic and upload it all into my head like Kung Fu in The Matrix. And then I'll know everything like Connor McLeod in Highlander, and hopefully my brain won't explode like Cate Blanchett in The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Like, the internet was supposed to make life easier, and now that everything's available to us all the time, we sort of feel obligated to just drink it all in. And there was a time when I didn't have to Shazam a song, and I didn't know that Electric Light Orchestra wrote Showdown, and that was okay. It's okay just to think, oh, that Raining All Over the World song's great. And it screwed up a lot of people's LimeWire downloads because everything was mislabeled, but that's fine. We just lived in that world, and I could just enjoy something without knowing it. And I mean, I don't want to encourage stupidity, But, I mean, ignorance is blissful. And it's cool to just lay back and enjoy everything and not archive it and photo it and check in and do all that. So it's okay. Like, this is what I'm telling myself. And the problem is that it's a hard lesson to tell yourself. And the life lessons that I truly learn are the ones that I hear on podcasts. And so the only way I'm going to learn this lesson is in 30 days when this is a podcast. And I'm going to hear this guy talking, and I'm going to go, it's not some pretty good ideas. I like what he has to say. See, our generation is like the test case for all this new technology of enhanced living that we have. And this is an age of overstressed senses. And sooner or later, eventually a medical professional is going to have to step in and stop us. And like, our content and our screen time is just going to be measured like calories. And people are again bragging about how small their battery life is. And they're going to say how they don't have YouTube on their phone because they don't allow that garbage and it like rots the brain. And they're going to have that really snobby, like urbane tone that they use when they don't own televisions. It's going to be great. But the truth is that Pandora's box has been opened to all of us. And there's so much in these cosmos to know and understand. And it's all there. It's all there to take. And you can't because there's no room in your life. You have to have friends. I mean, thank God for Facebook. Otherwise, when would I see people, right? But it's okay, and I just have to tell myself to take a deep breath, me listening to this in 30 days, and just remember that it's okay not to know, because knowing's only half the battle. Yo, Joe, guys.
Yo, Joe, bruh.
If anyone saw G.I. Jeff. That shit about VHS is so true. Like, I remember my parents buying me each episode of the Green Ranger saga for $20 each. Yeah. That's $100 I spent on 5 episodes of Power Rangers. That would comprise like a quarter of a DVD now. That's maddening. Anyway.